Yo, since we went our own way, we always smiling and grinning. Another day, another dollar we don't spend on these women. I was listening to Mr. Elite's podcast recently, and in one of his episodes, he said nobody ever wanted to be MGTOW. I thought it was interesting that he said that, and I will agree with that statement. I'm going to put a link to his podcast in my description. Me personally, I never in a million years wanted to be MGTOW. Even though I never wanted to have children of my own, I always wanted a sexy, fun-loving woman to spend the rest of my life with. Back when I was dating, I would go long periods of time without having a girlfriend. I had a rotation of different women to have fun with, but I never got into relationships with them. Most of the time, I was very picky with women when it came to getting in a relationship with them. The only time I got into an actual relationship with a woman is when she carried herself like a woman, dressed conservative, didn't come off as a hoe, kept a great shape, was a homebody like me, lady in the streets, freak in the sheets, etc., etc. When I got into relationships with women, I took my relationships very seriously. I always went above and beyond to try to make her happy. I never did a bait and switch on the women I was in relationship with. Whenever I got into a serious relationship, I would always try to make that relationship my last relationship because I didn't want to keep dating over and over and over until I found the so-called one. But I ended up dating women over and over because that's what society told me to do. There was a time when I was sad and felt that I would never be in a relationship that lasts forever because I never wanted children. Because what woman doesn't want kids, right? Every time I dated a woman, I told them up front that I don't want kids. Some women stopped talking to me because of it, and some women told me they never wanted kids either. Then within a month of dating her, she changes her mind and demands that we have children together. That's when I have to tell her no and cut her off. I remember people telling me, oh, don't give up. There's plenty of women out there that don't want kids, and you might just have to get a woman that already has older kids that you won't have to take care of. So then I dated older women that supposedly didn't want kids, and I dated women with kids. Those of you that have been following me for a while already heard those stories, and you guys know how those situations went. Even though every woman I dated was different, they all had something in common. And that something is called female nature. Eventually, they nag for no reason, complain for no reason, change their minds constantly, and always want more, 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 and more from you. And most importantly, they're hypergamous. When I asked men why women do this, they told me, oh, that's just what women do. You have to be a real man and just deal with it. So I just tried to just deal with it. When my relationships didn't work out, I always looked at myself wondering if I'd done something wrong. And now when I look back on my relationships, I realized I never did anything wrong. I wasted so much time, money, and energy dealing with women. I had no choice but to go MGTOW. I respect myself too much to keep jumping on the plantation and to be involved in a soap opera, aka a relationship. I'm actually surprised that I was actually able to find discipline in myself to even become a MGTOW. Because back when I was a simp, I always felt I needed a woman in my life. Then once I got into a relationship, I felt more lonely than ever. I talked to people in the manosphere behind the scenes, and there's some MGTOW brothers that tell me they get lonely and sometimes get the urge to want to jump back on a plantation. I'm not mad at them because we're not robots, we're only human. We were biologically wired to want to provide, protect, love, and have intercourse with a woman. Some people ask me if I ever get lonely without a woman. And my answer to that is no, I don't get lonely. I don't think I get lonely because I've dated many women in my life, and I remember how stressed and unhappy I was. I will never be able to trust a woman ever again when it comes to relationships. I have great memories with women I dated, but the bad memories outweighs the good memories. Also, I believe listening to MGTOW content every day helps me stay on my path. I feel bad for some of our MGTOW brothers out there because there's guys that actually want to have children and start a family, but they won't because they know if they get a female pregnant, she could take the child away from him at any time and the courts will give her majority of the custody while she receives child support for a child you may not be able to see much. It's a shame because most people don't want to wake up and realize we aren't living in a Disney movie. You could tell people you went MGTOW because a woman lied to you, cheated on you, took you to court for everything you got, took away your kids, Me Too'd you, filed a false domestic claim against you, etc. And they'll just tell you that you're hurt and bitter. You chose the wrong one. Get your butt back out there and keep dating. Keep spending your hard-earned money on these women until you find the right one. What I find funny about that statement is that there's over 3 billion people in the United States, and over 50% of them are women. And I'm sure that most of us men could take a guesstimate that 90 to 98% of these adult women are either dishonest, unfaithful, have many male friends, hypergamous, abusive, have a low sex drive, and over 25% of them are single mothers. All things that 95% of men would see as deal breakers. So when the majority of women can't fit the criteria or satisfy our requirements, how is every man going to find this so-called 1%? So it kind of contradicts the not all women are like that, you'll find the woman of your dreams argument. Let me know what you think about this topic. Peace.